is Biden and Harris. But this could be the death of the Democrat Party forevermore.
Wow. What you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go down and cook Cornish game hens for my mother and father-in-law and my brother-in-law.
Now you know what the CDC is saying. They're saying, don't you guys get together and have a big... Are you going to have a big family meal?
Nope, it'll just be my wife and me and the three of them be there. But we have to, you know, they're in their 80s, man. I mean, they got little to look forward to in life, and I'm not going to take away what little there is. And we're, Londa and I are pretty darn sure we're not COVID exposed, and so they should be fine too. But I'm fearful about that. You know, if they were to contract it, they wouldn't do well.
I understand that. Always fun, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. I love you and your family. They're just a beautiful group of people, and I'm so happy to have you on here every week talking
Kevin,
about.
We all love you too, and you're just a spectacularly good friend.
Hey, you have a great Thanksgiving, okay, my friend?
Okay, buddy. We'll see you.
And you know we're going to be off next week.
Okay,
we're going to be on Best of.
Call in.
So you call in, you can talk to Jim, our producer, for as long as you want. It won't be on the air, but what the heck?
Nobody's going to hear it. But
thanks, man. Have a great Thanksgiving.
See you later, Kev. Bye-bye.
All righty. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. We spend a good 15, maybe 20 minutes every week just sorting out what's going on in the world. And he gives us kind of the Northern Nevada perspective. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:31, we are checking all the boxes for a busy Friday afternoon. It's rush hour, it's Friday, and yes, a lot of congestion out there on the Beltway, 215 west of Valley Verde, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. Slow flows in and out of the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 westbound at Pecos. You're slow through there. 515 east at Las Vegas Boulevard, 95 east at Decatur. You'll tap the brakes as you work your way through there. Those 24/7 lane restrictions in North Las Vegas continue, and it's bogging things down there. 15 north at Cheyenne, south 15 at Craig. And you're also slow as you work your way through the resort area, 15 south at Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Good news and bad news for the Raiders. The good news, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, there were no positive tests that came back this morning. The bad news is almost their entire starting defense remains on the reserve COVID-19 list, as they have a number of players on the list overall, 11, 10 of which are defensive players. None of these players are expected to practice during the week, but if they continue to test negative for COVID, they should be able to play coming up on Sunday. The Raiders are looking for a season sweep of the Chiefs, as they gave the Chiefs their only loss of the year earlier this season at Arrowhead. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers, like the Google Nest Video Doorbell, the Google Nest Hub, or Google Nest Mini in both charcoal and chalk. Plus, right now, get free two-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. Oh. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So the president today was out there in the Roosevelt Room making an announcement. And this is one that all of us will benefit, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, doesn't matter. I don't know how many of you hate the idea of escalating prices on prescription drugs, but the president has reversed that. It's incredible. Let's go to cut five. This is the president. I promised I'd let you hear this. Announcing lower drug prices across the board. Here it is.
The second rule we're finalizing today will transform the way the U.S. government pays for drugs to end global freeloading on the backs of American citizens and American patients. Until now, Americans have often been charged more than twice as much for the exact same drug as other medically advanced countries. We would be having a drug, identical drug, the same company, and we'd pay many times the price of what that drug would sell for in certain countries. In case after case, our citizens pay massively higher prices than other nations pay for the same exact pill from the same factory, effectively subsidizing socialism aboard with skyrocketing prices at home. So we would spend tremendous amounts of money in order to provide inexpensive drugs to another country. And when I say the price is different, you can see some examples where the price is beyond anything, four times, five times different. For example, Medicare Part B recipients are forced to spend five times more for a common breast cancer medication than patients in other countries. So five times more. And we have other examples that are substantially higher than that. To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this. The drug companies don't like me too much, but we had to do it. It took a long time before we were able to do this, because statutorily we had to go through a process. But there'll never be anything like this. I just hope they keep it. I hope they have the courage to keep it, because the powerful drug lobby, Big Pharma, is putting pressure on people like you wouldn't believe. Medicare will now look at the price that other developed nations pay for their drugs, and instead of paying the highest price on the list, and we are substantially higher than any other country in the world, we will pay the lowest price. In other words, we take the lowest price and we match whatever the lowest price is, leading to colossal savings for all Americans. And we're talking about savings of 50, 60, 70%, 80%. Different drugs, different prices.
I love that. The idea, the notion that we're not going to be the scapegoat for the world, and that we're going to actually get lower drug prices than a lot of nations, that is great. Now, the president may have paid a huge price, and I had not heard this until today, that the president, and this is cut number six, the president accused Big Pharma of trying to defeat him, spending tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars to defeat him. They ran ads in every battleground state, I'm sure. Let's go to cut six. This is the president accusing Big Pharma, and he had mentioned at one point, he was mentioning FISA. I think he meant to say Pfizer. FISA is the court where the Steele dossier was given. But today at this news conference, he took time to accuse Big Pharma of trying to defeat him. Here it is, the president this morning in the Roosevelt Room.
Together, these reforms will save American patients many, many billions of dollars every single year. For generations, the American people have been abused by Big Pharma and their army of lawyers, lobbyists, and bought and paid for politicians. But I've been loyal to the special interests. I've been loyal to our patients and our people that need drugs, prescription drugs, and devoted myself to completely fighting for the American people. You see that? And this is not an easy thing to do. Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out. Almost 74 million votes. We had Big Pharma against us. We had the media against us. We had Big Tech against us. We had a lot of dishonesty against us. But Big Pharma alone ran millions and millions of dollars in ads. In fact, I looked at it and I said, who is it? I've never seen anything quite like it because I told them I'm going to have to do this. You know, I was put here to do a job. And Pfizer and others were way ahead on vaccines. You wouldn't have a vaccine if it weren't for me for another 4 years because FDA would have never been able to do what they did, what I forced them to do. And Pfizer and others even decided to not assess the results of their vaccine. In other words, not come out with a vaccine until just after the election. That's because of what I did with favored nations and these other elements. Instead of their original plan to assess the data in October. So they were going to come out in October, but they decided to delay it because of what I'm doing, which is fine with me because, frankly, this is just a very big thing. A very big thing. What I'm doing here, I don't know if anyone's going to appreciate it. These people can't even believe it. Alex, even you can't believe it, can you? Look at you. So they waited and waited and waited, and they thought they'd come out with it a few days after the election. And it would have probably had an impact. Who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have. I'm sure they would have found the ballot someplace, the Democrats and the group. These corrupt games will not deter us from doing what is right for the American people. And I will always put American patients first.
There you have it. The president of the United States fighting right to the end against Big Pharma. And I think it's great. And it shows you it would have been easy for the president just to, you know, go along with Big Pharma, take Big Pharma's money. But he didn't. He didn't do that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up. We've got those Georgia runoffs. What can we expect from those? Chris Wallace from Fox News Sunday. Yeah, he's got some ideas on this that I think are a little bit novel. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, I'm going to open up our phone lines in our next segment for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. What do you think the governor is going to do? Is he going to shut us down? He says he doesn't want to. But what do you think? We're going to find out. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
More lawyer, less fee. I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still waiting for the governor to make his announcement. He might be waiting to come out of quarantine. Remember, he tested positive. Yeah, last weekend he tested positive to the coronavirus. And he may be waiting to come out of that. You know, it's real difficult to buy into this when the governor who wants to shut us down is on quarantine after testing positive, that maybe he didn't wear his mask as much as he should have or the way he should have. Tell you what, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. If you notice the fake anchorman. And alleged journalists, the opinionated fascist commentarists on all the networks in the morning, they're spatially related. They're 6 feet apart. They're not wearing masks, though. I believe you have to wear masks 6 feet apart. And our office of president-elect, he's going to mandate masks. Now, when I'm walking to the 99-cent store in this Omega Man atmosphere out there, and a bored cop three-quarters of a mile away, and there's no human being around me, and I'm not wearing my mask, he gives me a ticket. I'm going to plead not guilty. I'm gonna sign it, and I'm gonna tear it up in front of the cop and not put my mask on. Tell me what you think is gonna happen to me. I'll take your answer on the radio.
Thank you, Frank. He's probably gonna arrest you for disobeying a direct order from a member of law enforcement. That's and if you, as I suspect you would, cop an attitude, ooh, it might even be worse. Yeah, thanks, Frank. That's the way to get your butt thrown back in jail. I'm just telling you. Yeah, if you disobey a direct order from a member of law enforcement, that's generally what happens. The word is now that there's going to be $100 million. The Democrats are going to pour into Georgia for the twin runoffs. And there's going to be, I'm guessing, 50 or 60 million from the Republicans. But I want you to hear Chris Wallace. He has an interesting take on this. He was with, where was this? This was this morning with Sandra Smith on Fox News Channel. What does he expect in the Georgia runoffs? This is cut number three. Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday anchor, putting in a little duty on Friday. Here it is.
Well, obviously, who wins, who loses? First of all, as you point out, it looks now like Republicans have 50 seats, so Democrats would have to flip two Republican seats in Georgia to get to 50. Then if they're 50-50, the apparent Vice President-elect Kamala Harris would be able to break the tie in a deadlocked Senate. The interesting question is whether that would be to the advantage of Joe Biden or not. Now, obviously, you would think he would like a Democratic Senate, and there are a lot of reasons he would. It would make it easier to get his agenda through. On the other hand, this is a badly split Democratic Party, and it would give him an excuse to push back. Biden, obviously, a more centrist Democrat, on the far left of his party when it comes to suggestions about ending the filibuster, packing the court. That wouldn't go if Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader, and it would give Joe Biden a good excuse to say, I just can't do it, folks.
Yeah, I know you were talking about this with Brian Kilmeade on his radio show, and you said a Democratic Senate would apply enormous pressure on Joe Biden, as you just detailed. You went on to say, now, if the Republicans hold on, he could say, hey, Mitch McConnell is the majority leader. Get real. Interesting.
Yeah,
way to
I hate it when you quote me to myself, Sandra, because I don't always think
you said it.
What
your
I say
words.
To Brian Kilmeade is sometimes dumb. No, but I want to make it clear. I think Joe Biden would be much happier with a Democratic Senate than a Republican Senate. But when you think of some of the ideas that are out there that we're hearing from the far left of the Democratic Party, I mentioned the filibuster and packing the court, some of the cabinet suggestions, Elizabeth Warren for Treasury Secretary, I don't know, maybe Joe Biden likes that, but I suspect there are a lot of people around him, and maybe he himself, that aren't comfortable. Remember, Joe Biden ran against the far left of his party. He was the more centrist candidate, and it does give him a good excuse when pushing back on some of these cabinet appointments, some things like the Green New Deal or Medicare for All. He doesn't have to fight with his own party. He can simply say it's impossible to do with a Republican majority and Mitch McConnell as the Senate Majority Leader.
Chris Wallace this morning on Fox News Sunday. Stick around, more to do. We've got a decision in a court case involving reopening the Clark County schools. Yeah, I'll give you details coming up in just a couple minutes, right here on AM 670 KMCQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends and family and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. It's so cool. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's promo code KevinWall2020. Now, I've stocked up in case the governor shuts us down. The one thing I can't do without is Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. So I'm stocking up. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Stay right where you are. Coming up, we were talking earlier in the show with Jeff Ecker. He is the president and owner of Restaurant Consultants of Las Vegas. His company manages payments, okay? And one of the things he said is, you know, where is the Restaurant Association in fighting back against the governor who is trying to shut us down? And that's a pretty good question. So Catherine Jacoby may have the answer. She's the president of the Nevada Restaurant Association. We'll talk with her coming up right here. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Well, I'm just a young singer about her.
find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about